Ed eccoci
Here we are, linked up once again in order to travel together on our journey towards sanctity. Easter by now is right around the corner, but we are still in Lent. As we know, the Lenten season asks all Christians to make a conversion. So this is true also for us. But what is the typical conversion that we, who are members of the Focolare, must be ready to make, particularly during the season of Lent? This converging and redirecting of our lives towards God finds its most concrete application in our turning towards our neighbor, in the consideration of our neighbor as our specific means toward approaching God. You know how often we speak of our neighbors and of the love we owe them. However, each time we are enlightened about this, it appears as something new to us. A few days ago, it also happened to me. I was reading the daily missal for meditation, and the stupendous page on the final judgment appeared before me. Jesus, who will come to judge us and tell us, "I was hungry and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink." It was as if I was reading those words for the first time. I rediscovered that in the final judgment, Jesus will not ask me if I did this or that thing, which I must do anyway, but he will aim directly at love for neighbor. Like a person who was just beginning her ascent to God, I began to love everyone who in one way or another crossed my path during the day. And believe me, I felt as if I were reborn. I reminded myself that my soul, above all, thirsts for love. Thirst to love, and that it is in love towards everyone where it truly finds its rest, its nourishment, and its life. Dearest everyone, we are called to continually work at our own reconversion. We must all experience this kind of rebirth, this fullness of life. Therefore, we must try as much as possible to translate all the aspects of our daily existence into charity towards our neighbor. Is it our task to keep up the house? Let's not do so for merely human reasons, but because there is Jesus and the others to be loved by dressing, feeding, and serving them. Do we have any other kind of responsibility to take care of? Jesus is present in the individuals and the communities whom we serve. In other words, let's do all things with our neighbor in mind. And even though the spiritual attitude, which brings us constantly outside of ourselves, will be a source of great joy, I mentioned rebirth, nevertheless, we can be sure that the effort involved in going out of ourselves to live the others, as we say, will be present. Through this effort, we will be offered the possibility of loving Jesus forsaken in the practice of virtues of patience, benevolence, humility, magnanimity, poverty, and purity, which are all implicit in charity. Yes, we must become saints, but through the road indicated for us, the way of love, a radical love, which first of all must be lived among us, where it is reciprocal, and then with everyone. So that such a continual conversion may take place in us, during the next 2 weeks, let's keep in mind our commitment to be reborn through love. Doing so, we will prepare ourselves for Easter, a feast day for which I wish all of you the joy of full resurrection, assuring you that I will be living the teachings and mysteries of the preceding Holy Week in perfect unity with each one of you. The new commandments, the testament of Jesus, the institution of the priesthood, the Eucharist, and the cry of Jesus. So, to be reborn through love.